Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. Today we will be learning Bava Kamma, Chapter 4, Mishnah 2, and Mishnah 3. Mishnah 2. Shor shehu muad lemino, ve'enu muad l'she'enu mino, muad la'adam, ve'enu muad l'behema, muad l'ketanim, ve'enu muad l'gedolim, et shehu muad lo mishalam nezek shalem. So, if an ox is muad to its own kind and not muad to what it's not its own kind, or it's muad to a man and not muad to cattle, or it's muad to small ones and not muad to big ones, he pays full damages for what it is muad to, and half damages for what it's not muad to. Amr lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. Hari shahaya muad l'shabatos, ve'ena muad l'chol. So, they said before Rabbi Yehuda, if it was muad on Shabbos, but not muad on weekdays, what's the case? So, he said to them, Amar lehem, l'shabatos mishalam nezek shalem, l'yemos hachol mishalam chatzi nezek. For Shabbos he pays full damages, for weekdays he pays half damages. Emasuhu tam, when is it a tam? Mishiyaksor bo shlosh yemei shabbosos, when it refrains for 3 Sabbath days, for 3 Shabbos days. Okay. So our Mishnah is discussing an ox which is muad for some things, but not muad for other things. So if it's muad to gore oxen, its own kind, but it's not muad to what it's not its kind, horses or camels, or it's moored to man and not moored to cattle, moored to small ones, calves, children, not moored to big ones, oxen or adults. So for the type that it's moored to, it pays full damages, and for a type it's not moored to, it pays half damages, like a tom. And for what type is it not moored to? So the Gemara has a disagreement of Amoraim concerning the correct version of our Mishnah. Rav Zvid holds that our version is the correct one, muad to its own kind and not muad to what it's not its own kind. An ox, but not other animals. Rav Pap, on the other hand, holds that the corrected version is muad to its own kind and is not muad to what is not its own kind. Muad to man is not muad to cattle, etc. So, i.e., our Mishnah teaches that an ox which is muad to its own kind is not muad to what is not its own kind, and similarly for the other instances mentioned. And this is in accordance with Rav Papa, and the Rambam holds this way. So, when they said before Rav Yehuda, his pupils asked him, his students asked him, if it's a muad to go on Shabbos, but not on weekdays, what's the law? And he said that for Shabbos he pays full damages, but for weekdays half damages, like a tam. So he has the muad status on Shabbos, but not on weekdays. And Rashi explains that the reason for the ox's behavior is since it doesn't do work on Shabbos, it gores. But when it's busy doing work, it doesn't gore. The Rishami gives another reason. It says that since the ox sees people in their Shabbos dress, that's why it changes its ways and it gores, because it's seeing people dressed differently. And when is it a tam? Again, when does it become a tam? When it refrains for 3 days. When it sees people or oxen for 3 successive Shabboses and does not gore. The third Mishnah. Shor shel Yisrael shel negak shor shel hektish, v'shel hektish shel negak shor shel Yisrael, patur. So a ox belonging to a Jew gores an ox belonging to the temple, or one belonging to the temple gores an ox belonging to a Jew, he is exempt. Shenemar shor re'ehu. Because it says another's ox, not an ox belonging to a temple, an ox belonging to another Jew. Below shor shel hektish, and not a shor of the temple. Shor shel Yisrael shel negak l'shor shel nachri, a shor owned by a Jew that gores a shor owned by a non-Jew. Pater is pater. Shel nachri shel negak l'shor shel Yisrael, bein tam, bein muad, mishalam nesek shalom. But a shor of a nachri that gores a shor of a Jew, whether or not it's a tam or a muad, it pays full damages. So we've already learned this, that property not subject to law of me'ila, other property belonging to probably belongs to Jews and doesn't belong to the temple, only exists for non-temple and Jewish property. So we explore this a little bit more in detail. So if the ox belongs to an Israelite, or in another version of the Mishnah, to an ordinary person, gores an ox belonging to the temple, all right, whether it's a tam or a muad, he's exempt, because we said it has to be re'ehu, it has to be another person, another fellow's ox, not an ox belonging to the temple. Now, if the ox of a Jew, whether it's a tam or a muad, gores an ox of a non-Jew, he's exempt. The reason is, according to the Rambam, because it says, since the non-Jews do not obligate a person for his ox, which caused damage, so we go according with their laws. We follow their laws. Now, if the ox of a non-Jew gores an ox of a Jew, whether tam or muad, he has to pay full damages. The Gemara says the reason for this is because it says in the Torah, he rose and measured the earth and he released the nations. The Holy One, blessed be He, considered the seven commandments accepted by the sons of Noah. Since they did not fulfill them, He permitted their property to Israel. It's a fine for the non-Jews, since they're not careful to abide by the commandments and do not remove sources of damage. If they would not be liable for the damage caused by their animals, they would never guard them, and they would cause people to lose money. So this is a fine to make sure that they're more careful in guarding their animals and from doing damage. And according to what's written in the Gemara, this applies only to people who are not restricted by religious and customary laws. But if non-Jews do fulfill the seven Noahide laws, then their legal status is like ours, and we wouldn't have a different halakha for them. But it's unnecessary to state this for people who are restricted by religious and customary laws. We're only here dealing with those who don't follow the Noahide commandments. Tomorrow we will do the next two Mishnayos.